today we have Jennifer Hansen from the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming here. You brought company today.
I did.
Yeah, we have Eric Kretzinger joining us today from Boone County Board of Supervisors. Good to have you here.
Absolutely great to be here.
And we've got a couple of different things to talk about. First of all, chamber related. Chamber weather, thank you. just saying, even if it is a little breezy, but
the flyers, it's perfect.
By the way, the from a couple of weeks ago, no thank you, but
yeah, we're getting there.
It was interesting there in January. So, but you had to get back and forth through all the snow anyway.
I did. It was a little treacherous, but we made it.
So, one of the things that I always like to do, because usually when we meet, she's already had her first Tuesday program that's been held, Coffee Connections. Oh, wow. You had a nice one this last week. Public officials, actually.
Yes, it was our first annual State of the Cities event. And so what we did is we brought together mayors from throughout the county and really brought them together to talk about things that they had been, projects that they've been working on over their tenure and goals for 24. And so, yep, we had great representation. Of course, Eli was there, and we had Boxholm, Fraser, Pilot Mound, and Ogden all represented. And so, yeah, it was a great time. We had a packed room, and it's just a great opportunity for folks to be more engaged with their public officials and just to hear more about what's happening.
I know that one of the things that people will go, well, we didn't know anything about it. Well, because mostly it's chamber members.
Well, right. And all the chamber members and their staff are invited to attend these. And so that is, again, a great way to get our 250 so employers and their teams to know more about what's going on in their region. And of course, to get to know each other more often and more just deeper relationships there too.
Well, we've got a lot of other things we can touch on, but the big one for us is and why Eric's joining us, because we've had actually an effort, and I know you've been working on this as well, but we have a collaborative group that wants to put on an event about workforce development, workforce opportunities locally. Mm-hmm. And Eric, let's go with you first, because this is something they said, you're on this committee.
Yeah.
As I recall watching the Zoom, you're on this committee and you're going, what do we do?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you've done a lot of groundwork on putting things together for this.
Well, I can say what kind of got me started is I took this assignment to, I'm a member of the Central Iowa Workforce Development Board, which is 8 counties in Central Iowa. As big as Polk and as small as, actually, Madison is a little bit smaller than us. But, I mean, it goes from urban to rural. And the word I'd always gotten from Bill Zinnel, who had been serving it for quite some time, is that it's a time-consuming board that you get frustrated on. I go, oh, I'm all in. That's what I want. So he was really looking to kind of shed that responsibility, and I said, yeah, okay, I'll take on the challenge. And I quickly found out it's a time-consuming, frustrating thing, and I just felt like it was all about the region, but not about Boone County. And that's where I said, you know, if this doesn't help us locally, why are we doing this? Why are we involved? Maybe we shouldn't be involved with the Central Iowa Workforce Development. So rather than throw it away, I decided, let's talk to the partners that might have interest. So we invited different groups in, and Jennifer was one. A DMAC. There were so many, and representatives from Central Iowa Workforce Development, and one of the Polk County supervisors came in that was also on the group, and we sat in the boardroom at the courthouse and just started tearing into what is workforce development and how can it be expanded in Boone County. And we started to find out there's stuff going on, there's stuff available, there's programming available for employers and employees. But we're not coordinated and we're not talking to each other. And so really, that was kind of the impetus for me to say, well, why not us? Why can't we have a Boone County-focused effort on workforce development? And so we scheduled a meeting where everybody that was at that meeting at the courthouse, we got together as a group. And a few meetings later now, we call ourselves the Boone County Workforce Partnership, which again is going to be DMAC, is going to be the chambers, a number of entities. And we have developed, not to jump too far ahead, but we've developed, we know that there are two sides to the equation. One is the employer.
Employer.
Who's fighting against, in Boone County, a 2.1% unemployment rate. So it's hard to fill positions, and everybody's had that problem for some time. And then you have the employees, current and potential, who need the training to take some of these jobs. So that we discovered, okay, there's two sides. Let's address both of them separately. And the first one we're doing right now on February 14th. I'm just going to keep going, Jennifer, because I've got it all there.
It's the 15th, February 15th. But that's okay.
Oh, well, I'm thinking of the 14th because, you know, Valentine's Day.
Well, we love our employers.
So yeah, there you go.
On the 15th, the next day.
So it's going to be on the 15th. This is basically an opportunity for employers, business owners that might be looking to even have their staff pick up some new skills.
Right.
You can do a variety of things.
Right. To make our employers aware of the resources available to them that they can, and you're correct about the employees can acquire new skills that the employer. Again, if we get down the unemployment rate being as low as it is, it is incumbent upon employers to retain their people and to train them up and get more there, because it's a lot harder to find new to come in that has those skills that you need. So you take the good people and you even help them get better, which helps their not only their employment, but their income potential. And if you have a strong and stable workforce in your business, you're going to do well.
Okay. So we've got our employers. We're inviting them to a lunch and learn, basically free lunch.
That's right.
I'm just going to throw that one in.
Yes.
But that will be coming up on the 15th, so give me a little rundown. What kinds of things they'll be hearing and seeing?
I'm waiting to hear myself, quite honestly. No, we have the different partners in our group, so it's going to be DMAC in particular, I think, has a lot to offer. Iowa Works is the contractor with Central Iowa Workforce Development that provides a lot of the services. And again, much of that happens in Polk County, so they want to work here, and they come to your office, Jennifer. So they offer a weekly, I can let you know what they do currently, or let them know what you do currently with.
For us, yeah.
Yeah, so, what Iowa Works does.
Iowa Works, so monthly, they have here in Boone, just as an example, we have a career clinic where they'll have staff that come in, they hang out at the chamber, it can be a walk-in, you don't need an appointment or anything, but they are career counselors who are there to share and help folks, depending on, again, wherever you're at, age and stage, to talk about maybe what's next, or maybe help you walk through your resume. Or maybe even walk through some interview questions or anything like that, especially if you're looking at, oftentimes they're talking to people who are looking at changing industries or changing careers. And I really just appreciate it that the folks that come in, they were, you know, they're young professionals themselves, but they have the training, they know the know-how to talk to anybody who's in whatever age and kind of level in their employment journey.
So this is one of the things, actually, like we
just
said,
as an example,
based out of Des Moines. And part of what you were doing when you were meeting with this Central Iowa Employment Group.
Partnership.
Everything seems focused in the, everybody kind of looks, Polk County's sucking everything in. But you had these groups like Iowa Workforce.
Yes.
They want to come out and help.
Yes.
It's just... tell us what we need to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what kind of what it sounds like is, what can we do? Well, how can we help even more?
One of the things that Eric had brought up is that kind of in the beginning of this is that, you know, there were all these resources and all these, this capability to do things in our you know, local cities. Mm-hmm. And yet, though, in some cases, we just didn't have the you know, boots on the ground from our standpoint to really kind of funnel that down to our particular organizations and our particular communities. And so here it was, certainly these partners knew of all these programs that were available that They just didn't know how to engage the public better, and they didn't know how to kind of rise up and to do more and to reach more people. And so here was a way to kind of capture what's happening at 30,000 feet and then to ground it to what's happening on in our businesses and so and in these organizations. And so here I think Eric did a great job of connecting the two parties and bringing them to link in with a better. Sure. So this is just a great opportunity to help employers connect with what is available and to help us all be able to kind of reach them and engage better.
This will give them some of the employers, and some of them are chamber members.
Absolutely.
Maybe a lot of them are, but an opportunity. Okay, here's a resource I can use, and you see it firsthand.
Well, right. This is what the chamber does, and this is how, this is part of our position in the community is to connect folks, our business community with our community at large. And many of the other entities that we connect with, whether being, the local school system or our local government or what have, is these service organizations that provide, again, different opportunities for both employers and employees. And so that's just the nature of my job, whether you're a chamber member or not. I want to bring you in and to help connect you to what you want to do next. And so that certainly all of the folks that are a part of this and are signed up so far, our chamber members, certainly they see that and they understand that. Certainly whether you're a chamber member or not, I want you to be there.
And Eric, you want anybody in the county, any business in the county.
I think if you have one employee or more, this applies to you. You should be here, because whether it's keeping that employee and helping them to attain skills that provide you more opportunities as a business owner, and it's not just a business owner. We're talking government. Mm-hmm. Anybody that needs people, they should be here. They should be at this event. There's a lot to learn.
And again, this is going to be on the 15th.
Yes.
Starts
11:30. 11:30 to 1.
So over the
DMAC, and you do have to register in advance.
It is free, but registration is
contacting the chamber if you have questions, because I don't have a link, of course, here.
So there is a link online. So with the Boone County Chamber, we promoted it on our Facebook page as well as in the newsletter and so on. And so there is a, and I believe it's even, so I'll double check, but it's also on the community calendar too. And so, but links are there to register.
Having visited with Drew and some of his staff in the past, one of the things is, we can do this, but what do we need? What do you need? That's one of the things they want to hear from people. Where can we fill that niche?
Right. And I guess I consider this the start of a conversation. Anybody who comes is going to learn what are the available resources, but it doesn't end there walking away saying, well, I know there are resources. That's the time to also engage with them. And these individuals representing the different entities will be available afterwards to set up a time to answer specific questions. And they may reach out afterwards just to say, could we set up a time? And if that's not appropriate, then that's fine. But it's the start of a conversation, again, with a type labor market, employers have to be engaged, not just when you're hiring, but at all times. Mm-hmm. And this partnership that brings all of these resources together, I think for Boone County, really offers that.
Yeah, because one of the things we've seen is labor force will ebb and flow, move. I know some people will say, well, I applied for a position here, and eventually probably one of the benefits of this might be, you could say, yes, but you need these skills. Right. And then here's where we can steer you to get those
skills.
Correct,
yes. Like CNA training, as an example, is available at DMAC. And that's a highly sought-after employee class, is to people willing and wanting
especially
to be
in Boone County.
CNA, right. Yeah. But there are opportunities for grants and assistance to help someone attain that certification, which makes them more employable, more valuable, and can be the start of a career that can lead further up the chain if that's what somebody really finds to be their passion. So, and that really leads me to the second half of this, which will be coming up. We don't have a date set, but that will be the second half, which is inviting anybody that wants to know what are my options and opportunities as a employee or potential employee. How do I get how do I get connected with these same resources that can tell me, hey, I want maybe I want to drive truck.
Sure.
You know, drive semis. You know, we can help you get to that. This group can help those folks get
that to that. That was one of the things I thought of, because we do have a large distribution company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. And they're looking constantly.
And that's one of the things. But how do I get those skills to be able to fill that need?
Welding is another highly sought skill. You know,
well, I've heard that a lot.
Right. Yeah. And that's true. And so if somebody wants a career, we're going to be able to provide the start down that path, the same way this event starts a path for the employers to better providing opportunities for their employees.
So we're working on this part of it. Jennifer, one of the other parts we know and they will watch closely is going to be our EDGE programs, and again, what's going on at the school level, the high school levels, because they are doing a lot of things, I mean, helping students get headed in those directions.
Absolutely, and that's, in fact, just the other day, the last, I'll say, ended the last couple of days, but it's been going on for the past couple of months, is getting Iowa Workforce and that team, that particular team that, that join us on a monthly basis, and getting them more engaged with EDGE and kind of showing them a little bit of the tools that they have in their toolbox that maybe they would have usually presented to an older group of people in choosing their job paths and what have you, but just bestowing some of that advice and tools for those high school kids, and inviting their parents into that conversation as well. So certainly we know that, you know, I have a high school kiddo, and you know, in my mid 40s and what have you, you know, there's many of my friends are looking at their own job opportunities and kind of where they want to do, and you know, I think that from an employer standpoint, it's important you're not just prepping these, you know, your team to go somewhere else. You know, you're not just upskilling them just to, you know, help them in their career path elsewhere. You know, this by giving your better tools to your team, you're investing in those people, and that becomes a better workforce for you. You know, that becomes a team that wants to work for you, wants to stay with you, wants to help you grow. And so as you're growing your business and as you're developing your goals for your business, you have a team of people who are as invested in it as you are. And so by giving them the better tools to do that with through these programs, and you're essentially telling them that you believe in them, and I think that goes a long way, and not just upskilling, you know, your people just for the, you know, the good of it and the good of their career path, but for the good of your own business. And I want folks to understand that from the kind of the twofold approach, that yes, you want to bestow the skills on your team to help you achieve what you want to achieve, and but then it goes so much deeper than that.
We've had a lot of different, a lot of different opportunities. So your partnership, Eric, when I go back to that group, obviously they like to see this because we're considered part of their labor shed.
Absolutely.
I mean, our labor shed, we have areas that we look at where employees come from. But if you're talking even down towards the metro, that is part of their labor shed. They also look at that, and they like to see skilled workers. That's why one of the things to me seems to be that this is one of the things they would like to support, because it does serve their entire area.
Correct. And one of the things just kind of reminds me, Central Iowa Workforce Development is watching very closely what we've started here in Boone for the other seven counties in particular. They want to see if this grassroots attempt to bring it out of the city and make headway in the more rural areas, if we can make this work well, and so far it's been fantastic, it will be duplicated. And eventually that could be picked up by the entire state where, hey, why don't we start talking on the local level, not just be available, but let's take it out to the people.
Yeah. One of the things is having the agencies available. The other part is the participation. That's what we're looking for right here. We need our businesses, our business owners to be involved.
Yes.
Even if they're just starting entrepreneurial and looking at what down the road would I need if I look to expand, right, what am I going to look at? Those are the kinds of people, too, you'd love to have them on hand.
Absolutely. And to Eric's point, this is a conversation. I mean, and so certainly there's plenty to share with them what's available. And yet, though, there's plenty of gaps, too. And whether it being DMAC, who has the staff, who wants to do the workforce training and upskilling programs, and yet though they don't know maybe what's the need out there, right? And so here's an opportunity for the folks in that room to share with us, how can we serve you better? How can we support you better? And that's how that conversation works. So being as engaged in this process as much as these entities are, for the good of our community, yeah, for the good of our region.
I was going to say, DMAC has some, a lot of people may not realize some opportunities for training and very, well, okay, almost free. I'll say almost
free.
Your time
flexible
commitment on some of those is really.
Right.
And incredibly flexible opportunities there. Yeah. So, I mean, certainly one of the good things out of COVID, is turning a lot of those, especially the adult programming, into whether being online classes or what have you, so there's a lot of ways to get this done. It's just oftentimes you just don't know what we don't know, and so this is a good time to start.
Okay, this is coming up, Workforce Partnership Lunch and Learn, February 15th.
Yes, sir.
DMAC.
Mac.
And again, you've got a link to sign up. You should want registration beforehand.
Yes, please.
First, we need to know how many people we're going to feed.
I need to know how much spin dip is going to. We need to have it.
But looking forward to having as many people that are interested come out, get registered. You have the website, or you have a link on your
mm-hmm.
website.
Mm-hmm. On the Facebook page as well as all of our social media platforms.
It's there.
I will just double, before I overpromise, I'll double check that it's on our community calendar as well.
Sure.
At least I know the event is, but making sure that the link is there. And I'll get it out one more time too.
And Eric, you're looking, come on out, be a part of this, help us get it really started and get off the ground.
I think the larger the audience for this initial event, and again, it will show, one, the success that we're able to accomplish locally with a great start, but it also shows others that this can be done where you're at too, and if we can help bring other areas into the same type of success we're hoping for, I think that's a win for everyone.
Looking forward to great numbers, great turnout, participation in this, and I know it's really just a getting started. I was going to say one other thing, too. You have some great people for veterans that might be looking at it. You have some great people that come in.
River Valley Veterans Network is starting up, and that, too, combines Story County and Boone County and helping to just, again, connect employers to a fantastic and incredible population of people who are looking at what's next and looking at how to either build themselves into what the workforce is needed, but also to find opportunities to match with their skill set, kind of as is. And so that's just been a great opportunity. And right now, that is a monthly networking time. So again, those are things that we'll be promoting as well. That moves around. But I believe the next one is in isn't Slater, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But I can make sure about that.
It'll be around. Anyway, there's information.
We'll be sure. Absolutely.
It'll be there. So we got a lot of things. We'll talk more chamber things probably next time when we visit.
Yeah, Puffer Billy Days, downtown Boone. Certainly right now we've had a lot of new members. We have 8 new members in January alone, and 4 already in February. And so I think people are really getting an understanding of how we work in the community, and they want to take advantage of those tools.
All righty. Do appreciate you coming in. Thanks for joining us. Again, 15th of February, that's when this is going to be held. DMAC, if any business owners, if you have any questions, contact chamber office.
Yes,
easy
please.
Way to do it.
Yes, please.
Thanks for joining
Thank
us
you.
Today.
Thanks,
Thank
Jim.
You.